This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Newt Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before. Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Newt Zone's awesome regular shows. My name's Fletcher Tillard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, but you can go catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segments, Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week I've asked my resident podcaster Jack Divers for his music choice, and he's chosen another iconic retro track. Stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rush Report with Jack, who is a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today we're going to be focusing on all things trucks and road freight. And then I'll be moving on to my highlights package, the football fans segment, where I'll be having a quick look at some football highlights over the last 2 weeks as per usual. And my final segments will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about the steepest street not only in Dunedin and not only in Aotearoa, but in the world, Baldwin Street. But what will it be this week? I wonder. And now for my 15th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome along to Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I then do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. So for this week's mixtape, we're going back in time for another retro track chosen by my friend and resident podcaster, Jack Divers. The song he has chosen is the Tears for Fears classic, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Now, this isn't just a song, it's a monumental moment in 80s music history. Released in 1985, it's a track that perfectly captures the sound at the time, that quintessential synth-pop, new wave feel. It's got that killer bass line, those shimmering guitars, and a melody that just lodges itself into your brain and refuses to leave. But beneath that upbeat, almost joyous sound, there's a much more deeper, more cynical message. Everybody Wants to Rule the World was the third single from their second album, Songs from the Big Chair. If you're not familiar with the album title, it's a nod to the book and subsequent film, Cybill, where the main character, who has multiple personality disorder, retreats to his psychiatrist, Big Chair. It's a fitting title as the album explores themes of power, control, and psychological turmoil, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World is the centerpiece of their exploration. The band itself, Tears for Fears, was a duo, consisting of Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith. They formed in Bath, England in the early 80s, rising from the ashes of their previous band, Graduate. Tears for Fears comes from a analytical concept Orzabal and Smith were fascinated by, that of primal scream therapy, which was developed by Arthur Jarnoff. The idea is that psychological problems are caused by repressed emotional pain from childhood, and that screaming them out is a form of release. This theme of psychological pain and expression runs deep through the entire body of work, particularly their earlier material. Their debut album, The Hurting, was a much more darker, more introspective affair, but with Songs from the Big Chair, they managed to blend their thoughtful, often melancholic lyrics with more polished, radio-friendly sound. Their fusion is what made Everybody Wants to Rule the World a global smash. It was a massive hit on both sides of the Atlantic, reaching number 2 in the UK and a coveted number 1 in the US. However, interestingly, the song almost didn't happen. Roland Orzabal had the main riff in the title, but he initially thought it was a bit too lightweight and wouldn't fit the album. It was producer Chris Hughes who convinced him to give it a shot, and thank goodness he did. The song's lyrics, written by Orzabal and Ian Stanley, are a brilliant piece of social commentary. While the title suggests a literal desire for global domination, the song is a critique of a socially obsessed with power, wealth, and control, whether it's on a geopolitical scale or a personal one. The rule the world part isn't just about being a dictator, but more about the human condition of striving for dominance in some form. And with that, let's dive into the track. This is Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Welcome
So when you hear their iconic synth line and Kurt Smith's smooth vocals, remember that you're just not listening to a catchy pop tune, you're hearing a song that represents a high point in the new wave movement, a track that helped define an entire decade and a piece of thoughtful, intelligent pop music from a band that was anything but superficial. Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes.
Well, that's all for Fletcher's Mixtape today. I'll catch you all later. Welcome back to the Rusty Report with Jack Divers. Today, we are talking about trucks. Well, road freight in particular. Whether you're an absolute fan of big rigs or at the edge of despair over what our reliance on road transport is doing to the environment, you can't get away from the fact that Aotearoa absolutely depends on the road freight on its road freight network. The Motu would grind to a halt without it. Kia ora, Jack.
Kawhisha.
So, how's the job going, Jack? You still work at Main Freight?
Yes.
Sure. That's great. It must be a very interesting place to work. So busy.
Like trucks.
What kind of trucks?
This Bishop.
Thanks, Jack. That's quite a list. Rigid trucks, truck trailers, semi-trailers, B trains, A trains, flatbed trucks, refrigerated trucks, box trucks, and tanker trucks, and that's just to name a few. What's your favourite, Jack?
I love that, Rex.
Cool. Trucks in New Zealand can carry a maximum of 44 tonnes. That's a massive amount, but with a special permit, they can carry much, much more than the maximum. A type of trucks called high productivity motor vehicles or HPMVs could carry even more. That's up to 53 tons on some roads. These trucks can also be an incredible 23 meters long.
Put the boot.
Special rigs. That reminds me of the special rigs for Special Kids Run here in Dunedin, which happens every year at the end of August.
What's up, Bishop?
Well, it is a unique event, a trip that takes special kids for drives in large trucks, who end up at the Eco Centre where food, drink and entertainment are put on. Special Rigs for Special Kids is hosted by the local transport industry to provide kids with special needs with a chance to get close to and ride in the big rigs that they see on the roads.
So cool.
Very cool. So many kids just love trucks.
Oh, it's two.
Too right, Jack. Trucks have a massive fan base. And who isn't appreciative of the great work trucks do in New Zealand? The great work trucks do here in New Zealand. Especially for Aotearoa's agricultural industry, it gets produce to markets near and far and makes sure that the supermarket shelves are always well stocked. But, of course, there's a flip side to it.
What's that?
The main drawback to it is the cost to the environment, Jack. Huge, high fuel costs and environmental damage from emissions and limited capacity compared to other modes like rail and shipping mean that we are paying a big price for road freight. There's also a problem with traffic congestion and the damage that heavy vehicles do to our often poorly maintained road infrastructure, which is extremely costly to repair or to replace.
What's the answer?
Well, I don't have all the answers, Jack, but sending more freight by rail or sea would help. However, in rural areas away from the rail network, trucks will probably always be vital.
True, Fisher.
Well, that's it for the Rustic Report for today. Thank you very much for joining me, Jack. Have a great week working on all of those trucks.
Thank you, Fisher.
Ka kite, Jack.
Fisher.
And now for my next segment, football fans. Alright then, here we go with some highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. Arsenal have thumped Leeds United 5-0 and have also signed Eberechi Eze from Crystal Palace, as Tottenham were already going to sign him. However, Arsenal stole Eze from Spurs at the last minute. Man United has drawn with Fulham 1-1 away. Tottenham pulled off a shocker as Spurs beat Man City 2-0. Liverpool pulled off a last-minute win against Newcastle United, beating the Magpies 3-2. Chelsea have thrashed West Ham, beating the Hammers 5-1. And in the Carabao Cup, Grimsby Town shocked Man United, beating the Red Devils on penalties. Tottenham are attempting to sign Xavi Simons from RB Leipzig, while Spurs are trying to sign number 10. Chelsea are closing in on signing Alejandro Garnacho from Man United for a fee of £40 million. Alexander Isak still wants to leave Newcastle United for Liverpool, with the striker now pushing for a move to the Reds, and Arsenal are currently pursuing a deal to sign Piero Hincapié from Bayer Leverkusen. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're focusing on the historic heart of our city, Princes Street, and the Exchange. You've all walked down the street, but have you ever stopped to think about its incredible past? Princes Street was laid out in 1848 and quickly became the main street of Dunedin. Back in the day, it was a bustling hub of activity, packed with people, horse-drawn carriages and trams. Now, this wasn't just any street, it was the city's commercial centre, a testament to the wealth that poured in during the Otago Gold Rush. Just imagine it would have been like to stroll down the street in the 1860s, surrounded by newly built, magnificent Victorian and Edwardian buildings. The city's founding by the Free Church of Scotland settlers was a key part of its story. They arrived with a vision to create a new Edinburgh in the south. This Scottish influence is still very much a part of Dunedin's identity, from its street names to its architecture. However, it was the discovery of gold in central Otago in 1861 that truly transformed the city. The gold rush brought a massive influx of people and capital, and within a few short years, Dunedin became the largest and wealthiest city in New Zealand. Princes Street was at the very centre of this boom, with grand banks, hotels and businesses all competing for prime real estate. And as the city grew, and so did its civic ambition. The Exchange area, at the lower end of Princes Street, became the nerve centre of Dunedin's financial world. This is where the city's most powerful institutions were located. You'd find the Bank of New Zealand, the National Bank, and the New Zealand Stock Exchange all clustered together. These buildings were designed to project power and stability, with solid stone facades and impressive columns. The area was a hive of activity, with people rushing to make deals, check the stock prices, and manage their wealth. If you look around today, you can still see the ghosts of this grand era. The architecture tells a story of ambition and prosperity. Many of the buildings are beautifully preserved and still stand as a proud reminder of Dunedin's rich history. From the elaborate facades to the intricate details, it's like a living museum right under your feet. So next time you're walking down Princes Street, take a moment to look up and appreciate the history all around you. You're not just on a street, you're walking on the foundation of our city's past. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next instalment, but where will I go off to explore next? Well, that's my 15th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had another iconic classic for Fletcher's mixtape as we went for Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to rule the World. And then we went on to the Rush Report, and this week we chatted about all things trucks and road freight. And then it was on to my football fans segment as I looked over some of the biggest football news over the past few weeks. And finally, on Dunedin Drift, I focused on the busy and iconic Princes Street and the Exchange area. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.